The Republican Party of Florida has been attacking Scott's likely November opponent, Charlie Crist, for opposing in-state tuition for students in the country illegally back in 2006. Since then, Crist has come out in favor of the tuition break. In 2011, Scott did an interview with the conservative website Newsmax, where he expressed his opinions on immigration and that tuition break.
My position on immigration has been clear for a long time. I believe the federal government ought to do their job. You know, secure borders, come up with an immigration policy that Americans understand and people who want to come to this country understand. But with regard to in-state tuition for illegal immigrants, I completely oppose it.
Angie Holen of PolitiFact joins us now. Hi, Angie.
Hi, Craig.
Angie, what's the ruling on the governor's stand on in-state tuition for undocumented students?
We rated this one a full flop. As you heard from that earlier interview, Governor Scott once opposed this measure, but lately he's changed his mind and said he intends to sign legislation that would allow these young people who are in the country illegally, but in many cases have lived in the United States for many years, attended Florida high schools, to allow those students to get in-state tuition. And what he said is that he supports lower tuition for all Floridians. That's the change of position, and it's a complete change of position, so we rated it full flop.
Angie, a big issue on the ballot this fall in Pinellas County is a mass transit initiative, which would eliminate a real estate tax for mass transit in the county and replace it with a 1 cent sales tax increase. That would be used to greatly expand mass transit in Pinellas County. It's called Greenlight Pinellas. A group backing that initiative, Friends of Greenlight, recently said in an email that a rapid transit component of that expansion would not alter existing traffic flow and won't take existing lanes from other vehicles, which opponents say it will. PolitiFact checked that one out. Angie, what was the ruling?
We rated the claim that it would not take existing lanes from car traffic as mostly false. For one thing, they've acknowledged that they are going to take existing lanes in St. Petersburg on First Avenues North and South. The goal of the project is to have what's called Bus Rapid Transit, or BRT. And it's kind of interesting because they use some high-tech solutions to move the buses along rapidly. Sometimes they get special treatment by the stoplights. The lights will turn green when the buses are coming in some cities. But there will be some changes to the existing roadways. But it's too soon to say exactly what those changes will be, because they need the funding to do the studies, and it will be state officials working with local officials.
But there will be a bus lane, and that will, in some spots, take away a lane of traffic.
That's right. Now, there's one other thing I should mention, and that is that there was an email that went out, and it showed the center turning lane for 4th Street North going away. We investigated this. This was just an artist's rendering. So the artist that was trying to show what a bus stop would look like just erased the center lane. But that's not a real plan.
Angie Holen of PolitiFact Florida. Really sounds like we're all going to need a roadmap to follow the claims and counterclaims over Greenlight Pinellas.
Voters will go to the polls in November, so they have a couple of months to study up.